Good morning, Audio Mo. Day 16.
On the downhill slope now.
Yeah. Wait. Yes, on the downhill slope.
Well, we're more than halfway done.
Oh, I know.
Or we will be when we finish this one.
I'm your genial host, Dave.
I'm not so genial.
Well, you are drinking your...
I'm getting there.
Your beverage.
I'm working on it.
So you just missed the whacking of the hash browns, which is not a euphemism for anything.
No.
And so the lovely Wolfie is going to make me some breakfast this morning. Because I have the 11 to 8 shift today, and I'm trying to figure out a way to not starve and not feel funky in the middle of the day. Because the 11 to 8 shift encompasses what would best be described as two meals. And so, it's kind of a weird shift. Anyway, so, she just had to grab the hash brown bag and whack it thoroughly.
Because they're the shredded hash browns, and when you get them from the grocery store, you know, they're in the bag and they're nicely shredded, but they have a significant amount of moisture, and when you put them in the big freezer that we have, they make a block, and you have to
unfreeze
to get them back to being
shredded.
You know, loose. So the only way I can think of to do that is to whack them on the wall or the counter or
the dog.
not the dog. I really wouldn't do that.
No.
So I'm waiting for this pan to heat up a little, and then I'll put in the hash browns and then scramble up some eggs and.
Woohoo. So, today we're talking about sleeping habits because we are sheep.
Yes, indeed.
We did our first share of telling people,
people kind of
following our lead, right?
Yeah.
So now we're following. So, we are a mixed household. They still need whacking. Uh-oh. Did you pierce the bag?
No. It's okay. We have a Labrador, so we're fine.
Okay. So, one of us is kind of a morning person.
That would not be me.
One of us is not. That would be her.
I'm not a morning person. I have always said that I will get up, and like I said in the other boo, I used to, you know, I'd get up for work. Or when the kids were young and I had to walk them to school and stuff, I got up, I did all that. You know, I always was able to fulfill whatever responsibility sorts of things I had, but certainly not joyfully. And
you want to talk about your husband person?
And I was, you know, even back when we were in our 20s and Dave, you know, and we were in graduate school, you know, Dave would voluntarily get the early morning classes. And he'd be up at, you know, ridiculous o'clock.
What are you saying?
And didn't mind it. And there used to be this little feature on the radio show called, what was it, Wacky News? Is that what they called it?
Yeah, no, Happy News. Happy News.
And he would, like, record it on a cassette recorder at, like, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning.
I think it was, 5:30 or 6:30.
And then, you know, he'd call me up and play it for me, and he'd be like, good morning, it's sunny outside, and I'd be like, you know, I don't like you. And,
even though she did. Right.
So,
and I continue even to this day to be, it's like I wake up, it's like this morning I woke up, it was 6 o'clock, and I just like, I'm awake, I'm going to get up, and so I just rolled over and I gave Wolfie a snuggle and then got up. And I don't know if she...
Yeah.
Were you awake?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I was awake. But you were aware
that I left.
Yeah.
Because I don't get up out of bed and just leave her there. Because that's rude, right? So, but I just, like, woke up and let her know I was going to get up, and then, but I didn't talk to her, because I know that's just right out, because that would, that's expecting a lot.
Yes.
Actual, you know, interaction or conversation.
And that's not going to happen.
Especially civil conversation, I'm just saying. So, but, you know, I don't want to wake her up and force her to interact. So I just let her know I was getting up, and then off I go and do my thing.
And but, you know, I tend to be one of those people that I could easily stay up till midnight, and then sleep, get up at like 7 or whatever, and I'd be good to go.
But I just don't do that, because my body says wake up, which is.
Well, you're going to have to move so I can get eggs and
oh, okay.
Stuff like that.
Do you need a bowl or something out to do whatever it is you need to do to the eggs?
Okay.
Do we not have any eggs?
Yeah, we have lots of eggs.
Okay. So that's kind of what we do here. But last night we stayed up and watched the home run derby thing, right?
Yeah.
Which horse won?
Cespedes.
He's from the A's,
he's
right?
He's from the A's, yeah, so you can close that. So okay. The American League won the team sort of competition in the home run derby. What is all over the cone?
Hash browns? I have no idea.
Anyway, and then the, Mr. Cespedes. Hit some crazy amount of home runs.
Didn't he hit, like, what did he hit? Like, 9 more? So he had 32 total home runs?
I can't remember.
In 3 rounds?
I always have a hard time watching the home run derby. In and of itself, it's like, okay, you know, that's fine. But they're just like, oh, he's hitting it again, and they, I don't know. Hold on. It's Chris Berman, and he has Nomar Garciaparra, and with him,
and then Pedro somebody,
and
right?
Pedro Gomez, I think his last name right. is, and I'm never, you know, very satisfied with the commentary that they do.
Well, they just seem to be sitting there telling stories.
Right, they don't really talk about what's actually happening. And so, it's like, okay, well, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
But
it was, I mean, I'm sure it was kind of entertaining.
I mean, I know it's neat to watch these guys.
Hit the long ball, right?
Yeah. And then I always like to listen for the crack of the bat and see if I can tell if it's going to be a home run or not.
Right.
By the way that it sounds coming off the bat. Because it can be, you know, sometimes you hear it and you think, oh man, that's going a mile, but it doesn't really. So,
right.
And tonight's the All-Star game.
Yawn.
And I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But,
doesn't it start at, like, 9 o'clock or something?
I don't know.
Get out of there, you. Hey, get your nose out of there, varmint.
I'm not sure. I'll turn it on around 8.
Yeah. And today, Ophelia will be talking about baseball, right?
Right, in celebration of the
All-Star. Ow! Do you know when she's going to do that? Is she going to do that this morning or tonight?
Probably this evening, after you get home.
All right. All right, so that's our sleeping boo with some other stuff tossed in. So we will talk to you guys all tomorrow. Okay, and the breakfast continues to be prepared. Yay.
It'll be done momentarily.
Yes, I'll go and post this, and then I'll come up and eat my breakfast. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for feeding me.
You're welcome.